Well, good evening or good morning. It's 3:30 here. I'm wide awake, so thought I'd do a boo. I've spent the day working on audio booth and done loads of work. The boo timeline's looking much better and is just neat and tidy and arranged nicely. We worked on the CSS. The blogs page is looking much neater. I've changed the way boos are referenced, so it's a much more subtle reference, and generally that reduces all the links on the page and makes it nicer. The popular content system's working really nicely, measuring plays and hits on different parts of the site and listing them when you go to the boo page in the right hand box. I've enabled, I've disabled the add this module. Or add this script, because I don't think it does a lot of good for a site like this. I mean, if you want to tell your friends about it, you're likely to Twitter it anyway, or a particular post, you're likely to tweet it. And if you want to add something to add this or delicious, there's plenty of toolbar tools to do that these days. I don't think it's necessary to have it on a site. And I think it was making things look a bit messy, so I've scrapped it. What I have added is social following integration. So you can now put your Facebook details, your Twitter details, MySpace, Picasa, Flickr, YouTube, Vimeo, Last.fm, LinkedIn, etc. You put your URL, the URL to your profile page into your profile just by clicking add follow links on the front page. And then anyone who's visiting your profile will be able to see what services you use, and by clicking the icon they can follow you, which is really useful from the point of view of people being interested in the wider you. Hopefully you'll find that handy. I certainly would be pleased if everyone filled them in. It'd be very useful to be able to follow people. And also Twitter timelines are now embedded in your profile, so if you go to your profile and edit it and put your Twitter login details in there, then it will publish your timeline on a tab in your profile, so anyone can see what you've been tweeting about recently without going to your Twitter page. Just a little bolt on. I might remove it, but I quite like it, really. See if anyone takes it up. The blogs have been, as I say, tidied up. I'm now thinking about the best way to improve them and provide a bit more user formatting options and maybe theming. Not too much though. I don't think user themed blogs are a great idea for a site like this, because they're really blogs which are a log of an audio session, usually. What else is there to say about Audio Booth? Not a lot. It's there, running well, smoothly. People are tagging things Audio Booth. It's great. I'd encourage anyone who makes music to tag their music Audio Booth, or Found Sound for that matter, or interesting synth sounds. It's all really welcome on Audio Booth, and you'll be sharing it with people who genuinely share a passion for audio with you. What else today? One of the main reasons I'm feeling pretty wide awake is that I've got to take Poppy to the vets tomorrow at 8:30 to get spayed. Because the vets recommended it, and, well, not just recommended it, almost insisted on it. And because we're not going to breed Poppy, we're not breeders, you know, we're first-time dog owners, and they're not a straightforward breed, the Vizsla, to, reproduce. Or they are, but they're difficult to rear initially. So we're not going to be doing that. So the vets basically said cut down the risk of cancers and various diseases by getting a spayed, and that they don't suffer in any way, and that they don't have their growth affected or they don't have their mood affected. It just generally means they're not going to have two seasons a year and be under threat of Rottweiler and Pitbull attack in Hackney Downs, which I wouldn't be particularly to savour. So I've been told it's the kindest thing to do for your dog, and so I'm doing it. I don't know whether I'm being a sucker, but I know that I don't want to breed Poppy. I will go back to the breeder we got her from and get another puppy if that's what we're going to do, because he'll be breeding again in 2 years, or rather his bitch. But yeah, it's going to be scary tomorrow. I can't remember. My mind's racing about it, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Anyway, good night.